各位弟兄姊妹，各位朋友，早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
每年教会我哋都会有我哋嘅春令营。
So every year we have our spring camp.
大家整个教会我哋都好开心喺呢个营会嘅里边。
Our whole church is very glad and excited to be in the same camp.
喺 spring camp 里边有一个时间系全教会我哋都会走埋一齐有一个嘅集体嘅活动。
And every year we would have a joint church activity.
中文、英文嘅弟兄姊妹、老中青嘅，我哋會走埋一齊去參與一個叫做智多芬集體遊戲嘅時間。
And all young Chinese congregation, English congregation, we gather together and participate in a multifaceted activity.
而多年嚟，如果冇咗一樣嘅物件，這個活動好難嘅去成事。
And for this activity, we're trying to find different items, and if we're missing one, it would be very difficult to accomplish.
唔係一樣嘢。
Oh, if we're missing one thing, so it's just one.
一樣嘢我哋冇咗嘅時候咧，好難成事嘅。
Okay, if there's one thing that we don't have while doing this activity, it would be very difficult.
係乜嘢咧？
And what is that?
我今日帶咗佢嚟。
So I brought this today.
大聲公 ，megaphone.
It's a megaphone.
大家都記得Brian 啊，或者 YY 啊，攞住呢一個嘅大聲公喺度，好大聲、聲嘶力竭嘅去將一啲嘅指示同大家去講。
And some of you might remember YY or Brian holding this big megaphone, yelling instructions at us.
點解要用佢咧
？Why do we have to use a megaphone?
因為佢要將個指令好大聲嘅俾好多人嘅去聽見。
The reason is because there's a lot of instructions to say to a lot of people.And it must be said clearly.
这个很好用的工具是吗
It's a very useful tool, very useful instrument, wouldn't you agree?
在 Spring Camp 又发挥了它的用途。
We have its use at Spring Camp.
既然这么好，不如大家每天都拖着一个出街了，好吗
Since it's so useful, why don't we all just carry one around with us every single day?
很好的嘛，是吗
It's very useful.
需要的时候拿出来一仔吃饭啦。
We could take it out. Hey, dinner time!
又或者是老公拿出来，老婆有饭吃没啊？
Or the husband will be like, "Hey, wifey, is dinner ready yet?"
又或者有個仔話俾阿媽聽，阿媽我唔食飯啦。
Or maybe the son will take him and be like, "Mom, I'm not hungry."
幾好啊，係咪啊？駝住佢幾好噶。
Pretty good. Maybe we should just carry it around with us each day.
我哋唔帶住，唔係經常嘅攞住個 megaphone， 點解咧
？But we don't regularly carry the megaphone around. Why?
或者有人都會問你近排點啊？
Maybe someone would ask you, "How are you today?"
你話都係咁啦，得一日過一日，冇咩好講。
You know, it's fine. Nothing new. Same old, same old.
我哋就係邊有咁多嘢講啫，係嘛
？Maybe we don't have that much to say.
所以我哋唔係好需要佢噶。
And so maybe that's why we don't carry the megaphone around.
又冇乜嘢我哋講要好多人聽嘅。
Maybe there's not much that we have to say that a lot of people need to hear.
反而我哋成日帶住嘅係乜嘢咧
？Instead, what do we usually always carry around with us?
Smartphone.
Our smartphones.
點解咧？你都有攞住係嘛？點解我哋成日攞住啊？因為我哋有需要咯，係咪啊
？Why do we always carry our smartphones with us?
我哋有需要揾人嘅時候，我哋用 smartphone。
Well, maybe there's a need. Whenever we need to contact anyone, we have our phones around.
有問題要解決 smartphone。
Whenever we have problems to solve, the smartphone.
So we 成日带嘅系 smartphone， 唔系 megaphone。
And so that's why we always carry around with us our smartphone, not our megaphone.
近排嘅有一个嘅研究讲到，你知唔知每一日我哋用几多时间喺 smartphone 上边咧
？There's actually a recent study that was done. How much time do you think we on average spend with our smartphone?
每日大概九十分钟。
So approximately each day it's about 90 minutes.
平均。
On average.
咁即係講緊係乜嘢咧？唔係好多啫，你覺得係咪啊
？And so you might actually think that's not actually very much.
原來咁樣計落去咧，你一年用咗23日咧喺個 smartphone 嗰度嘅。
However, each day you use in total about 23 full days.
你話都唔係好多啫。
Maybe you're thinking that's not all that much.
咁你知唔知你一生人用咗幾多時間喺呢嚿嘢上邊咧
Do you know how long you might spend in your whole lifetime on the phone?
差唔多四年嘅時間，等於你可以完成一個大學嘅學位。
It's almost actually 4 years end to end, which is almost a bachelor's degree.
原來我哋真係好常用嘅呢個嘅 smartphone 嘅。
And so we're actually very often we're on our smartphone using it.
昔日耶穌喺去耶路撒冷嘅路上邊，佢經過撒瑪利亞同埋加利利。
So Jesus, when he was walking through Israel, he was passing through an area between.
大家可以睇個地圖，你發覺兩個地方係黐埋嘅。
If you actually look at the map, you see that Galilee and Samaria are bordering each other.
你會發覺喺當中嘅時間，撒瑪利亞人係一啲被猶太人稱為雜種嘅一啲嘅人。
During that period of time, Samaritans were people that the Israelites looked down upon.
住喺加利利嗰度嘅，佢哋稱佢哋為正統純種嘅猶太人。
Those living in the area of Galilee considered themselves Orthodox Jews.
當耶穌嗰一日佢要去耶路撒冷行過呢兩個地方嗰個邊界嘅時候。
And so at that time, when Jesus had to go from Galilee towards Jerusalem and was walking by the border,
有十個人 lift up their phone.
There was 10 people who lifted up their phones.
Lift up their phone, 跟住走向耶穌。
And they lifted up their phones and they ran towards Jesus.
冇錯，聖經嘅原文嘅翻譯真係 lift up their phone.
Pastor Law is not joking. In the original Greek, it actually says that they lifted up their phones.
在今天的经文17章第11到13节那里说，耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利，进入一个村子，有十个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远的站着，高声说，耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧。
So if we actually look at the passage, it says in Luke chapter 17 verse 11, Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And as he was going into the village, 10 men who had leprosy met him.They stood at a distance, and they called out with a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us.
高声这个的字，那个的声音，那个的原文叫 phoné.
So this word that's translated loud voice in English, if you look back at the
voice
in the original Greek, a voice is translated as phoné.
而那个的就是 phone, P-H-O-N-E.
And if you look at it, that's actually literally phone. That's where we get the word phone.
高声这个的字是讲紧提高、拎起、lift up.
And the word loud means lift up.
所以这十个人走向耶稣的时候，他们真的 lift up their phone.
And so when these 10 people came and ran towards Jesus, they literally lifted up.
向着耶稣的迎面而来。
They were facing Jesus and they lifted up.
他们没有手机，当然他们不是真的拿着 smartphone， 但是他们带着的是同一个的原因去到耶稣的面前。
Now of course, they didn't have smartphones at that time, but they came with the same purpose to lift up their voice towards Jesus.
我们拎着这个 phone 的时候，因为我们有需要。
Just like us, when we carry our phones around, it's because we have a need.
我们要找人去解决我们的问题。
We might be needing to solve certain problems, or we need to look for people to solve.
当日呢十个嘅人同样嘅，佢哋 lift up their phone， 跟住佢哋去 call 人。
And so, in the same way, those 10 men that during that time they lifted up their voice, they lifted up their phone in order to call someone to help them.
佢哋 call 边个咧？佢哋 call 耶稣。
Who are they calling? They were calling to Jesus.
你有冇都 lift up your phone？ 你有冇 call 耶稣咧？
For you, do you also lift up your voice? Do you also lift up your phone to call Jesus?
我们人生里面，我们都有不同的问题，身体、家庭、事业、经济、感情、学业，我们都带着很多不同的问题的。
And a lot of times, within our lives, we have our own problems, our own worries, our own burdens.
所以我们经常都 lift up our phone, 我们要去 call 耶稣。
And so, very frequently, we will continue to lift up our voice, lift up our phone, in order to call upon Jesus.
呢十个嘅人，佢哋有啲咩需要要去 call 耶稣咧
？So these 10 men, what was their need? Why did they need a call to Jesus?
有啲乜嘢佢哋要解决咧
？What was the problem that they needed to solve?
圣经话俾我哋听，佢哋系十个长大麻风嘅病人。
And so we're told from the scriptures that they're men who have leprosy.
麻风病 leprosy 嘅拉丁文系 lepra， 而希腊文系 leprosin。
Leprosy in Latin is lepra, and in Greek is leprosin.
Lepra 同 leprosin 呢兩個字其實講緊嘅係呢個鱗狀、鱗片狀嘅一個嘅形容。
And in the original, or in Latin and in Greek, what leprosin describes is the scaly kind of texture.
因為麻風病人佢哋嘅皮膚會變質，以致到佢成為鱗片狀嘅一啲嘅情況。
So what happens with someone who has leprosy is that their skin would continue to change, change in nature, change in texture until it becomes a scaly kind of a...
可以去到很恐怖的.
And it could look extremely...
我嘗試找了一張不是那麼恐怖的給大家去看.
It could look very devastating. Pastor Law found one that doesn't look as scary.
这是一个24岁的男人,他有患了这个麻风病的一个情况.
So this is a 24-year-old man who has been infected with leprosy.
但是麻风病其实最严重的时候,不是因为他只是外表的皮肤出现问题.
However, the main thing with leprosy isn't the fact that it has that scaly appearance on the outside.
麻风病的是包括外面的问题,同时的,他在他的皮肤以下的感觉是全部没有了的.
Leprosy has a much bigger problem. It's not just that there's an outside sign of it, but inside there's a deeper numbness.
这个情况以至到会产生的麻风病人,很多时候他们碰到火的时候,他们不知道,他们流血的时候,他们不知道,很多的情况就会他们的肢体会成为残缺,是因为他们没有感觉.
And so because of this numbness, this lack of pain, some of the problems that lepers constantly run into is that they might burn themselves, or they might be bleeding, or they might hurt themselves, and they don't even know that that's going on.
因为这个情况,他们call耶稣,这10个人,他们扬声呼喊.
And so because of this illness that they have, they cried out to the Lord, they cried out to Jesus.
因为有问题,因为有需要,好像我们一样.
Because they had a need, because they had an issue that they needed to call out to God, just like us.
17章第14节那里讲,当他们是迎面而来的时候,耶稣看见,就对他们说,你们去将身体给祭司看.
And in chapter 7, verse 14, Jesus told them to go and present themselves to the priest.
我们今天看到这里的时候,我们觉得都好像没什么问题.
And so when we look at this passage today, we might actually see, oh, well, that there's no problem.
但是当我们去想那10个麻风病人的时候,当我们听到耶稣这样说的时候,却是有一些特别的反应.
But when we actually read the passage, when we actually see the men crying out to Jesus and how Jesus responded to them, we actually see there's something deeper.
因为他们都知道耶稣在之前的时间,特别的就是在路加福音第5章12到13节那里记载到,他曾经医过一个麻风病人的.
We actually know that earlier on in Luke in chapter 5, Jesus had at one point in time already healed a leper.
他怎么医他的呢?
How did Jesus heal the leper?
他伸手去摸那个大麻风的病人,他就得医治.
Jesus actually reached out and touched this leper, and there was healing.
当日当这10个人走去找耶稣的时候,当然他们很想的是得医治.
So when these 10 lepers came to Jesus, of course, they really desired to find healing.
Lift up their phone, 他说, 耶稣, 耶稣, 救我,帮我,
they lifted up their phone. They said, Jesus, Jesus, please have mercy on us, heal us.
但是都未埋到他身, 耶稣就说,
but before they even were able to come towards Jesus, Jesus already said to them, go and find a priest.
这帮的麻风病人,
and so these were mainly Jewish lepers. What was going through their mind? What would they have been thinking? And so they must have been thinking, well, maybe there is no healing.
为什么?
Why?
去给祭司看,
so go present myself to the priest. Well, I go constantly.
根据犹太人的律法,他们有麻风病人的,他们要给祭司去擦汗。 他有一些迹象可能是好的时候,他们都会去给祭司去看看,是不是已经有好的迹象呢?
And the reason behind this is, as Jews, they would continually present themselves before the priest so that the priest could inspect them and see whether or not healing had taken place, or if there were certain areas that seemed like there was healing, they would get the priest to inspect it.
耶稣不单止没有去触摸他们,甚至乎在一个距离之,未埋到他身的时候,就叫他们去给祭司看。
Not only did Jesus not touch them this time, but from a distance, Jesus told them, go and present yourselves to the priest.
我们要留意的, 在当中不单止有犹太裔的, 还有撒玛利亚裔。
Now we do notice that in their midst wasn't they weren't all Jews. There was also a Samaritan.
对呢个嘅撒玛利亚人，佢更加嘅系匪夷所思。
And this must have been even more devastating to the Samaritan.
嗰几个嘅都仲可以翻去俾祭司睇下。
For the other nine, they could at least show themselves to the priest. But
但系呢个撒玛利亚人，佢会话我系一个撒玛利亚人。
For the Samaritan, must have been thinking to himself, "I'm a Samaritan."
我连行入耶路撒冷都会俾人拒绝。
I can't even walk into Jerusalem.
你仲要叫我行入嗰个嘅圣殿，跟住仲要揾祭司俾佢睇。
I can't even walk into Jerusalem without being ostracized, and you're telling me to go all the way into the temple to present myself to the priest.
完全嘅系冇可能。
There's no way possible.
所以佢哋转头走。
And so they turned and left.
但圣经里边讲乜嘢咧？当佢哋去嘅时候就洁净啦。
However, what does the Bible says? It says as they went, they were cleansed.
大家都睇到，咦，有啲唔同喎。
And so we take a look and we say, oh, like there's something that's different.
跟住嗰啲嘅猶太裔嘅大麻風嘅病人，佢哋又會再一次拎起佢嗰個 lift up their phone.
And we take a look and those Israelites once again they cried out, they lifted up their phone.
跟住揾邊個咧？揾祭司。
Where did they go? Who did they go and find?
點解？因為正如以前好多次一樣，佢都係要有啲跡象揾祭司話俾佢聽，究竟有冇好到。
Who did they go find? They went and they sought after the priest because just like before, they have to go find the priest to be declared healed and clean.
但係當中有一個雜種嘅撒瑪利亞人。
However, among them was this one Samaritan.
佢再 call 耶穌。
The Samaritan.Went back and called Jesus.
第十七章十五至十六节嗰度话，内中一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀与神，又俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。这人是个撒玛利亚人。
So we look at the passage in verses 15 and 16 of chapter 17. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan.
佢调转头，除咗之前嗰个嘅风。
And so, not just from before the phone, the voice.
佢仲帶咗 megaphone 大聲公。
He also brought along his megaphone, his loud voice.
呢段經文裏邊所講話，佢回來大聲歸榮耀與神。呢個聲，頭先我哋已經講咗 voice 係 phone 呢個嘅風呢個字。但係喺呢度所講嘅嗰個大聲同頭先講嗰個提高係唔同嘅。呢度嘅大聲呢個字係 megas。是巨大的意思，所以他回来的时候，他不是好像之前的去 lift up 他的风那么简单，他在这里是有 megaphone 大声的。
And so when we look back at the Greek, we see the same word phone, but we also see that what precedes it is different from before. It isn't the same lifting up, but instead it's a loud voice or megas in Greek.
弟兄姊妹，你有冇发觉我哋有阵时都好似嗰啲嘅犹太人
？Brothers and sisters, you find that sometimes we're like those Jews.
又或者其实嗰个嘅撒玛利亚人都一样，我哋 lift up our phone， 我哋去 call 耶稣。
Or sometimes like the Samaritan, we would call out to Jesus. We would.
我哋成日都 call 佢噶，系咪啊
？We're always calling towards.
我哋一有问题就揾佢。
Whenever we have problems, we're always praying.
有啲咩唔开心，我哋揾佢。
If we have things that we're unhappy about, we would call out to him.
需要有嘢解決，我哋揾佢。
If we have problems to solve, we would call out.
但係我哋有幾多嘅拎住我哋嘅 megaphone 咧
？But how many of us carry our megaphone?
好似嗰日嗰個嘅撒瑪利亞人咁樣嘅，我哋去到佢嘅面前，我哋去多謝佢，我哋去感謝佢。
Just like that day where the Samaritan came back and was praising God, was thanking him.
我哋好叻用 smartphone， 但係我哋唔識用 megaphone。
We're very good at using our smartphones, but we're not very good at using our megaphones.
有一個嘅日本嘅作家，佢個名叫做 Natsumi Soseki.
There's a Japanese writer by the name of Natsumi Soseki.
喺1900年嘅時候，佢第一次去到英國。
In 1900, he went to England for the very first time.
佢到嘅時候，佢好驚訝，好發覺嗰個地方好靚。
And when he was there, he was extremely just enamored by the beauty of that place.
佢睇到落雪嘅时候，佢好想嘅去睇雪景。
When he saw the snow falling, he really wanted to just take it in.
佢就叫嗰度嘅朋友可唔可以带佢去睇雪。
And he asked his friends who were locals there, can you go and come snow watching with me?
佢啲朋友笑佢。
And his friends laughed at him.
跟住佢见到嗰个月亮啊，外国嘅月亮可能真系靓啲嘅。
And when he saw the moon, he thought, oh, maybe the moon is more beautiful in a different country.
佢望住个月亮嘅时候，佢同嗰啲英国嘅朋友讲：，哇，好靓啊！
And when he was looking at the moon, he was talking with the locals there and saying, oh, the moon is so beautiful.
佢英国嘅朋友对佢发出一个不屑嘅一个笑容。
But his English friends were very confused about how emotional he was.
有一日，佢同佢个朋友行喺一个嘅花园嘅里边。
One day, he was taking a walk with his friend in the garden.
行喺一条路上边，生满咗青苔。
And along the rubble road, he noticed that there was moss growing.
佢一路行嘅时候，佢被呢一个嘅青苔路好吸引。
And he was actually very attracted by the beautiful and thick moss that covered this road.
佢好欣賞嗰條路好靚。
And he just really admired how beautiful the road looked.
跟住佢轉身同佢旁邊個朋友講：，哇，好靚呢條路。
And he turned and looked at his friend and said, "Oh wow, this road here and this garden is extremely beautiful."
個朋友話：，我打算聽日就會剷曬啲青苔嘞噃。
And the friend looked back at him and said, "Yeah. I'm actually thinking of scraping up all the moss and cleaning away the ugly moss tomorrow. Don't worry."
我哋呼叫耶穌。
A lot of times we'll call out to the Lord Jesus.
其實佢喺我哋生命裏邊做緊好多嘅嘢。
As a matter of fact, he's actually doing a lot already inside of our lives.
但我哋太忙啦，我哋走嚟走去攞住我哋 smartphone 去揾呢個揾呢嗰個去解決我哋嘅問題。
But we're too busy. We're constantly on our smartphones, looking up this, googling that, calling this person.
以致到我哋睇唔到原來有啲乜嘢我哋可以去感恩。
That we're so busy that we can't actually even see or open our eyes to see all the things that we're thankful for.
我哋覺得冇乜嘢我哋可以去讚美佢。
We don't think that there's many things we can give thanks for, nothing to praise Jesus for.
我哋太叻用我哋嘅 smartphone， 但係我哋唔識得用我哋嘅 megaphone。
We're too good at using our smartphone, but we're not good enough at using our megaphone.
面對住呢個翻嚟用 megaphone 大聲公去感恩讚美嘅雜種撒瑪利亞人，耶穌佢點樣回應呢？
So how did Jesus respond to this one person, this Samaritan, who actually faithfully came back to praise and to thank the Lord?
耶穌問咗一個嘅問題。
Jesus asked one question.
17-18 嗰度，耶穌話：潔淨嘅唔係有十個人咩？嗰九個喺邊度咧？除咗呢個外族人之外，再冇其他人翻嚟歸榮耀與神咩？
So if we look at verses 17 and 18, we see Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?"
呢個好似係三個嘅問題，但係其實重點係一個嘅問題，就係哪九個在哪裏咧？
Now, this might look like there's 3 separate questions that's being asked, but really, it's just one question. And Jesus is asking, where are the other 9?
另外嗰兩個嘅問題其實係解釋緊或者係形容緊嗰九個嘅人。個意思就係耶穌話嗰九個潔淨咗㗎啦，嗰九個卻係冇翻到嚟歸榮耀俾神嘅嗰九個喺邊度咧？
The other 2 questions that Jesus asked really are descriptions of the other 9. Jesus is saying they were also cleansed. Why have they not returned and given praise and glory to God?
嗰九個喺邊度咧？
Where are the other 9?
然後耶穌就向呢一個翻嚟嘅一個撒瑪利亞人向佢發出一個宣告，話你嘅信救了你啦。
And so Jesus proclaimed a statement regarding the Samaritan. He said, "Your faith has made you well."
佢呢度將呢個嘅撒瑪利亞人同嗰九個嘅冇翻到嚟嘅，好有可能全部都係猶太人去區別咗出嚟。
And so all the other 9 that didn't come back.
耶穌話：你嘅信救了你啦。
They were Jews, but Jesus said to the Samaritan, "It's your faith that has made you well."
換言之嘅係嗰十個裏邊有九個佢哋係冇蒙到拯救，因為佢哋唔信。
And so we can kind of extrapolate that.What happened is the other 9 didn't have faith.
呢度我哋會有少少嘅唔明白，成段經文裏邊究竟耶穌喺度講緊啲乜嘢咧
？So we might not fully understand. Well, in this whole passage, what exactly is Jesus trying to say?
十個 嚟揾耶穌，十個唔係都係相信耶穌而去見祭司咩？
Weren't there 10 that saw Jesus and Jesus told them to go see the priest? So didn't all 10 kind of take action and follow?
他们不是十个都是去的时候都已经被洁净了吗？
But weren't all 10 also healed? They were all cleansed.
为什么耶稣特别的对那个的感恩的撒玛利亚人说你的信救了你呢？
Why did Jesus specifically single out the Samaritan and say to him, your faith has made you well?
是因为他回来多谢耶稣小气斤斤计较，所以哦，你回来那你就能够你的信救了你，那九个不行了。
Is it just simply because the Samaritan came back and she's like, oh, good, you said thank you, the other nine didn't, so the other nine aren't saved. Is that why?
是不是因为这样呢？
Is that the reason?
我们要留意这段经文的里面有三个的字好像是相同，但其实他们有不同的意思。
So if we actually look deeper into this passage, there's three words that might seem like they have, or they're synonyms, but they actually have a different meaning.
分別的是在十四、十五、十九節裡面所說的潔淨、醫治和救了或者是拯救這三個字。
So in verses 14, 15 and 19, we see these three words, cleansing, healing, and saving.
當我們留心這三個字的時候，我們發覺原來潔淨說的是除去痕跡，醫治說的是恢復痊癒，而拯救代表的是康復免疫。
And so we see that these three words, there are different definitions. Cleansing means a removal of stains. A healing means restoral of health. And saving means to redeem from error.
当我们这样看的时候，特别这十个的是患麻风病人的时候，我们就会明白多少少耶稣究竟讲的什么。
And so when we look at these 10 lepers, we'll start to understand a little bit more of what Jesus is saying.
当耶稣走过撒玛行过撒玛利亚和加利利的边界的时候，是十个的都是 lift up 的风走来跟耶稣说，夫子可怜我们。
So when Jesus was walking between the border of Samaria and Galilee, it's true, it was all 10 that came out to Jesus, lifted up their phones and cried out, have mercy on us.
耶稣是回应十个的麻风病人，告诉他们你去给祭司看。
And Jesus did respond to all 10 lepers and said to them,Go, let the priests inspect you.
无论他们的去的时候的动机是什么，他们的确去的时候就洁净了。
So regardless of what their motivation was for going, as they went, they were all cleansed.
而这个洁净的意思是除去痕迹。
The meaning behind this word cleanse, it means removal of stains.
讲的就是他们那些鳞片状的状况开始没了。
So if you remember earlier the description of the scales, it means that the scaly kind of look or the abrasiveness of it, that started to be cleansed or the stains started to go away.
经文里面我们知道跟着的有九个他继续的走那条路。
And so we know that all nine of them continue to walk along that road.
而第十五节那里说，内中有一个见自己已经好了就回来大声归荣耀与神。
And where there was one who was healed came back and loudly praised the Lord.
这里的翻译其实里面应该的内容是说见自己已经好了，是说见自己正在痊愈，好紧的情况。
Now, it says in English that when he saw he was healed, he came back. But if you actually look at the way it's translated in the original, it's actually as he was healing.Or being in the process of being healed.
呢个我哋发觉呢一个嘅撒玛利亚人同嗰九个人有一样嘅唔同，就系呢个佢看见，嗰九个睇唔见。
One thing that we can see that differentiates this one Samaritan from the other nine is that he saw that his health was being restored.
所以十个嘅嚟到耶稣嘅面前，十个嘅同样嘅翻去，但系喺个路途嘅里边，呢一个撒玛利亚人佢看见自己好紧，嗰九个睇唔见。
So all 10 came to Jesus. All 10 went along the road, but only one saw that he was being healed. The other nine could not see.
所以嗰九个继续 lift up 佢哋嘅风，佢哋要揾祭司啊，佢哋要搞清楚究竟系点样一回事。
And so the other nine continued to lift up their phone. They had to go see the priest. They had to figure out what was going on or needed to check.
但呢一个翻到嚟嘅时候，耶稣就话：你嘅信救了你。
However, when the Samaritan came back, Jesus said to him, "It's your faith that has made you well."
耶稣特别嘅系讲紧佢嘅信。
Jesus was specifically talking about his faith.
点样佢嘅信能够叫佢真系睇到嗰个原来医治已经喺佢身上边咧？
How did that faith allow him to see that healing was already upon his body?
怎样他不是跟着那九个继续的 lift up the 风继续在这里呼喊呢？
Why wasn't he like the other nine that continued to help out the, hold out their phone, continue to cry out? And,
我们留意整个的过程里面，最开头的时候是这十个人同样的去到耶稣的面前去呼喊，耶稣夫子可怜我们。
So we see right at the beginning, they all ten cried out together, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us."
同一个嘅呼喊，不过带嚟嘅系唔同嘅后果。
They all came with the same cry, but there was different results.
九个嘅喺度呼喊嘅时候，佢哋当耶稣只系一个嘅 technician 去解决佢嘅问题。
You see, when nine of them were crying out, they were just treating Jesus as a technician, just simply to solve the problem that they wanted fixed.
夫子呢个字系单单只系喺路加福音呢度出现过。
This word master only comes out this once in Luke.
而呢度特别嘅代表住呢个字夫子嘅意思，个英文个嘅希腊文系 apostate， 呢个字系代表你称呼个人系企喺上边。
This word in Hebrew, Greek, apostate, means one who stands above.
代表住嘅就系我哋中国人成日讲话在下，在下，我在下，你在上。
So it's kind of like in Chinese, I guess, there's a saying that, you know, I'm below, you're above. So that's kind of what the word master means when they cry out.
十个人都系讲同耶稣讲，我系在下，你在上。
So all ten people actually said to Jesus, "I'm below, you're above."
不过正如马太福音嘅嗰度讲到话，耶稣自己亲自话，嗰啲称呼我主啊主啊嘅人，其实唔系真系个个都当我系主，以致到我其实唔认识佢哋。
But as we see, even in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus says, "Not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord really means that they are actually treating me like they are. I am their Lord." And to the extent that I would say to them, "I don't actually know you."
我哋从嗰九个人，佢哋当睇到自己身上边嘅污迹嗰个嘅情况系除去嘅时间，佢哋佢系冇翻转头，我哋就好明白、好清楚嘅知道，佢哋唔系真系称自己为在下。
And so when we actually see how the other nine reacted once they started to see their healing happen, but they never came back to Jesus, we start to understand they never really treated Jesus as master or lord.
相反嘅，那个嘅撒玛利亚人，佢真系睇见呢个系一个嘅恩典。
You contrast that with the reaction of the Samaritan and how the Samaritan saw this is actually truly grace.
佢嘅信心开始于唔系佢睇到嗰个嘅情况而产生。
He saw that it's not his own works or anything that allowed him to be healed.
而是他真诚地向耶稣说，夫子可怜我，而耶稣叫他去给祭司看的时候，他走出去的时候，他的行动就代表着这个信心。
And what happened is because he actually cried out to Jesus and called Jesus master and listened to him as he went out, that action was his obedience.
因为撒玛利亚人是不可以去见祭司的。
Because the reality is, remember, Samaritans can't actually go and see the priest.
撒玛利亚人是不可以入圣殿的。
Samaritans are not actually allowed to step on the threshold of the temple.
所以他的去和另外九个人的去是很不同的。
And so this Samaritan actually still listening to Jesus' words to go is very different from the reaction of the other nine who are Jews. Who were also told to go.
亦都因着呢一份嘅信心，佢睇见自己正在痊愈，亦都接受耶稣对佢嘅宣告：你嘅信救咗你。
And so because of that, you can see it's actually makes sense why Jesus said to him, "You have faith, and it's your faith that has made you well."
佢嘅生命得到转化，唔再感染。
His life is actually being changed.
感谢系信心去到得救或者得完全一个必经嘅过程。
For transformation to happen and for healing to happen, thankfulness is part of the process.
因为真实嘅信心带嚟嘅系感谢。
Because true faith must lead to thankfulness.
我哋唔能够感谢，系因为我哋对神冇信心。
The reason why we aren't thankful to God is because we don't really trust Him.
我哋呼喊夫子可怜我哋，但系其实我哋冇真系睇我哋自己系在下。
When we call out to Jesus, Master, save us, we don't actually see that we are really in need, that we are His servants.
当有真正嘅信心带嚟嘅感谢时候，会产生嘅系真正嘅拯救得以完全。
And if we truly had faith, we came before Christ.We would actually see fullness of healing and a wholeness that is restored.
我哋每个都有两只手。
We all have two hands.
基督徒生命嘅两只手，左右手系啲乜嘢咧？
As Christians, what would be our left hand and our right hand?
我哋一只手系信心高声去呼喊，去恳求，系得嘅，系可以你去恳求嘅。
One of our hands, we're called to lift up.To God, to cry out to Him, to ask for help because we're needy, and that's what we should do. It's a good thing.
但我哋同时嘅有我哋另一只手。
But at the same time, we also have another hand.
我哋呢只手系感恩大声嘅赞美。
This other hand should constantly be lifted up in praise and in thanksgiving.
我哋一手有 smartphone.
So in one hand, we have our smartphone.
但同时我哋一手系有 megaphone.
And on the other hand, we have our megaphone.
你系咪残废嘅一个基督徒咧？
Are you a Christian who is infirm?
你系咪真系能够一手赞美一手恳求咧
？Can you actually be able to lift up both hands in one hand to cry out to the Lord for help, and in the other hand to cry out to Him in a loud voice of praise?
腓立比书四章第六第七节一个好明好好嘅形容呢一个嘅状况。
In Philippians.In Philippians 4:6-7,
嗰度讲话应当一无挂虑，只要凡事藉住祷告、祈求同埋感谢，将我哋心里嘅告诉神。神所赐出人意外嘅平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你嘅心怀意念。
That verse it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God."And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
出人意外的平安同埋心怀意念的保守来自乜嘢咧？
So how does that peace and rest that transcends all understanding come about?
凡事藉住祷告祈求。
That in everything is by prayer and petition.
同埋乜嘢咧？
And also along with what?
感谢。
Along with thanksgiving.
祷告祈求同埋感谢
，so it's by prayer and petition, but also along with thanksgiving.
叫我哋嘅生命能够完全
，and that's how our lives can become whole.
叫我哋能够得拯救
，that we can receive Christ's salvation.
叫我哋能够有出人意外嘅平安，并且心怀意念得保守
，that we can receive this peace from God, that transcends all understanding, and that our hearts will be guarded in Christ.
上个星期你有冇带你嘅 smartphone 出街咧
？Last week did you bring your smartphone out？
但你有冇带你嘅 megaphone 咧
？Did you also bring your megaphone？
大家记得上个礼拜 Pastor Justin 喺佢同小朋友同我哋讲嘅一个嘅信息嘅里边提到。
You might remember last week Pastor Justin was sharing with us and the children。
佢鼓励我哋喺上个星期，我哋星期一到星期日。星期六，我哋都可以去感恩。
Pastor Justin was sharing with us that we can be thankful from Monday all the way to Saturday.
有唔同嘅事情，星期一、二、三、四、五、六去感恩。
There were different things that we can give thanks for every single day of the week: Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
有几多人你真系有咁样去感恩啊
？How many of us actually took his words to heart and actually did give thanks each day of the week?
不過 Pastor Justin 唔使灰心，我知道偏家長小組嗰啲佢哋係有做到嘅。
Just a note to Pastor Justin, you don't have to get discouraged. There's a fellowship of the parents actually did that.
Pastor Justin 問：寵壞嘅頑童嘅相反係點？係乜嘢
？Pastor Justin asked, "What is the opposite of a spoiled brat?"
佢話係一個感恩嘅人。
It's a thankful person.
固然之， 調翻轉問，就係一個感恩嘅人嘅相反係乜嘢咧？
So if we actually flip that question and ask, well, then what is the opposite? What is opposite of a thankful person?
係一個寵壞嘅頑童。
So logically, then that would mean it'd be a spoiled brat.
就係一個經常嘅攞住 smartphone。
It would be someone who's constantly grabbing their smartphone.
喺度嗌，喺度揾幫助。
Constantly calling out for help.
係從來嘅冇攞過個 megaphone 去感恩嘅人。
But would never reach for the smartphone, which would never give praise or thanks.
呢啲係一啲嘅寵壞嘅頑童。
That's what a spoiled brat is.
佢哋呼求，但係冇讚美。
Constantly crying out and receiving stuff, but never giving thanks.
獲取但係冇感謝。
Receiving without giving thanks.
重權利但係唔知道感恩。
Constantly holding on to rights, but not knowing what grace is.
當日喺條嘅路上邊有九個寵壞嘅頑童。
Along that road that day, there was 9 spoiled brats.
但有一個感恩嘅孩童。
But there was 1 thankful person.
今日喺我哋嘅當中。
Today in our midst,
我哋究竟有邊一個係一個嘅感恩嘅孩童呢？
How many of us today here are thankful? Jesus asked, these 9, where did they go?
耶稣今日问，嗰九个去咗边度？
Today, Jesus also asked, those 9, where have they gone?
对于嗰一个翻嚟嘅感恩嘅嗰一个，耶稣话，你嘅信救咗你。
And towards that one, the one who actually came back, Jesus said to him, your faith has made you well.
今日上帝同样嘅对几位受浸嘅肢体去宣告，你嘅信救咗你。
And so in the same way today, Jesus also says to those several brothers and sisters who will be getting baptized, your faith has made you well.
因为佢哋唔单止向神呼求过，睇见自己嗰个嘅卑微软弱嘅时候去呼喊夫子可怜我。
Because they haven't just simply cried out to the Lord during that time where they felt weak. To cry out, Lord, have mercy on me.
他们经历耶稣的洁净，经历耶稣那个的医治。
When they received God's healing, when they received God's mercy and experienced His grace.
而今日他们带了他们的 megaphone 大声公来。
And today they have brought their megaphone, they have brought their loud voice with them.
要向众人的去大声归荣耀给神，去感谢他。
They're going to praise God and thank Him today.And share their testimonies with the entire congregation.
我將時間交俾幾位受浸嘅弟兄姊妹，你選擇使唔使用呢一個 microphone?
I want to now pass the time to several brothers and sisters who are getting baptized. You can decide whether or not you want to use this microphone.
首先，請 Etta 同埋 Jeffrey。